This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is here for the whole week, and we're talking audiobooks. There's a surprise for you. So what do you have for us today? The first two were memoirs. Are we doing that again?
No, this is something different.
Okay.
Make Possibilities Happen: How to Transform Ideas into Reality by Grace Hawthorne and the Stanford D School. Read by the author with Scott Dorley.
Okay, and this is obviously about the design school at Stanford, the Hasso Plattner Institute.
Yes. So, of course, I didn't know that. I wasn't familiar with the D School. So when I started listening, I kept going, is it the B School? Are they talking about the business school? So I, you know, immediately had to Google. And the D School is described as a place where people use design to develop their own creative potential and make positive change. And the author, in just under 3 hours, guides the listener to go from imagining something to making it real. Basically, it's the embodiment of the mission of the D School itself.
In 3 hours.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the book is actually structured by addressing obstacles or ideas and then applying activations to overcome or develop them. So I didn't really feel like there was anything new in the tips or tools, but there were a lot of good reminders that challenge and discomfort are part of growth. Mm, and I think we can never be reminded of that too much.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And so this piece and the way it's structured, because it's very, you know, short and palatable, I think are the perfect combination to encourage anyone who's trying to tackle developing that inkling of an idea, or just they've had it in the back of their head, they haven't been able to achieve it, or to help unstick them if they're getting daunted by a big project and, you know, sometimes you freeze before even taking the first small step. So I think there's a lot for them here. And the author uses examples from her own work. She narrates kind of in a classroom tone. It's pleasant to listen to, and she walks you through this path. She doesn't have a lot of the technical prowess of a professional narrator, but it's good if you're thinking about being in a classroom setting.
So it's basically a book that teaches you to actualize your ideas, or gives you hints about how to
exactly
do that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. The school itself is really interesting because it really knocks down all kinds of academic silos.
Yes.
And, you know, and of course, design is everything. It's everywhere. There's nothing we look at that isn't design. Every time I stop to think about that, I'm kind of floored by it.
Well, and in the clip here, one of the things I really appreciated about it is that they're sort of looking at the science behind some of this, and they're asking if this type of training can change the brain.
Let's listen. This is Make Possibilities Happen: How to Transform Ideas into Reality. It's by Grace Hawthorne and the Stanford D School. And it's read by the author with Scott Dorley.
We wanted to know whether we are born with a fixed level of creativity, or if creativity is acquired knowledge, like riding a bicycle. And if we could teach people to become more creative through conditioning the mind as we would a muscle. This research led to groundbreaking work, which found that creativity is a state of mind that can be taught and conditioned. After undergoing the creativity training from the D School's Creative Gym course, not only was a subject's brain rewired, but they produced more highly rated outcomes on creative tasks. This was significant for scientific reasons. It was one of the first crossover longitudinal studies on creativity of its kind, and the results were not the typical self-reported assessments frequently used in difficult-to-measure situations. Instead, the combination of fMRI brain scans and a battery of neuropsychological tests administered to the participants indicated that there were physiological changes in the brain as a result of this creativity training.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she's like a fairly lively lecturer and clearly a teacher, which is fine. I mean, she has a pleasant voice.
Yes. And a lot of, you know, it's exactly what you need if you're in one of those places that we talked about.
And how does Scott Dorley come into it?
He's really just reading a very short piece at the beginning.
Okay. That is Make Possibilities Happen, How to Transform Ideas into Reality by Grace Hawthorne and the Stanford D School, read by the author with Scott Dorley. Okay, Michelle, thank you so much, and we shall talk tomorrow.
I look forward to that.
Me too. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Thomas Nelson, publisher of the new audiobook Now and Not Yet, written and narrated by best-selling author Ruth Chow Simons. Available everywhere you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.